The residents of Paris go to the polls on Sunday to choose a new mayor. Three candidates are vying for the influential position, and for the first time, all of them are women. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Current socialist mayor and frontrunner Anne Hidalgo pedals through the city, campaigning on her bicycle. The pillar of Hidalgo's term has been making Paris more bike and pedestrian friendly by getting rid of cars.
This consumption society that led to such disrespect of the planet, this is behind us now. It's a model of the past. Young generations don't want to live like that anymore.
Journalist and longtime Paris resident Lindsay Tramuta has a new book entitled The New Parisienne, The Women and Ideas Shaping Paris. Tramuta says for once, female candidates are not being judged by how they measure up to men.
We're looking at them not based on their likability, their legitimacy faced with or pitted against other men, but really just what are their policies? Who is the right person, the right woman to do the job?
Women are also poised to take control in the municipal elections in other big cities, Strasbourg, Lille, and Marseille, a real breakthrough in a country largely governed by men. Hidalgo's main competition in Paris comes from conservative Rachida Dati, justice minister under former President Nicolas Sarkozy.
Paris, une ville dans laquelle on se sent bien.
Dati's campaigning on what she calls the leftist mayor's weaknesses, law and order and dirty streets. The stylish, stiletto heel-wearing daughter of Moroccan immigrants is a French rags-to-riches success story. Political commentator Christophe Barbier says her conservative party considered Paris a boys' club until Dati proved otherwise.
Rachida Dati is quite a bad boy in politics, and I think the citizens from the right wing love that. She is courageous, she is brutal, but she fights. She fights against the left. But first, she fought against her friends in politics, who said, no, not a woman in Paris.
In distant third place is Agnès Buzyn, the candidate from President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party. She stepped up after Macron's first choice, a man, was forced to drop out over a sexting scandal. But Buzyn, the former health minister, also sparked outrage when she admitted she knew the pandemic was coming in January, but never said anything. Barbier says the big loser in this election is President Macron.
The city of Paris was like a big fruit. It just had to take the fruit and to choose the good candidate to take the fruit. But Emmanuel Macron failed. In human resources, Emmanuel Macron is the worst president we have ever had in France.
In a recent debate, Hidalgo looked on calmly as her two rivals argued. Over her six-year term, the mayor has made plenty of enemies, not least by turning roadways into bike lanes. But Tramuta says the pandemic has proved her right.
Her handling of COVID-19 and the city's sort of response to it by adding 50 kilometers worth of extra bike lanes and allowing all of these restaurants to have free terraces that spill into the street until end of September.
That is what Parisians want after the coronavirus, says Tramuta. Pure air, less noise, and better quality of life. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.